I rise to support the District of Columbia House Vote Rights Act. For too long, politics have stumped basic fairness. This is not a bill for statehood, but one that ensures the simple and long overdue rights of American citizens to have a voice in their government. It is the duty of any democracy to have every citizen represented. America is a model of democracy around the world. But right here at home, in our own capital city, almost 600,000 Americans live without a full vote in their government. Passage of this bill is a matter of fundamental rights. The citizens of Washington, D.C. pay taxes like everyone else in the country. But they have no voice in how their taxes are spent. The phrase, "no taxation without representation," used by the original 13 colonies, is every bit as relevant today. The residents of our capital city pay one of the highest tax rates in the nation, but they do not have a single voting representative in either house of Congress. And unlike every other city in America, Washington, D.C. is forced to remain dependent upon Congress for even the most basic functions. Congress has control over D.C.'s local budget, and Congress can review and overturn laws that D.C. residents pass. Even more important to consider is the brave service and sacrifice that Washington's men and women in uniform make in serving our nation in the armed forces. These great patriots deserve full participation in Congress. The foundation of our system of government is that all citizens are represented in the federal government. And today we must make good on the promise and grant full and fair representation to the people of Washington, D.C. This issue has been around a long time, but finally, in this bill, we have a balanced and sensible approach. One seat for the District of Columbia and one additional seat for the state of Utah. Mr. President, I urge the passage of this bill to give full equal voice to the residents of this district and allow those 600,000 citizens to finally become full members of our republic. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield.